the joint venture does not qualify for direct support. And also because this is a business, it must be sustainable on its own. So that's the challenge that we are sitting with. And we believe that if it was not for the other things that were going on at that mine, including allegations of corruption, allegations where good performing contractors were terminated without adequate reasons, the business would not be in the situation it's in. Also, people have been employed, but they are not working day in, day out. And how do we justify putting the taxpayer's money into a business which is not a state-owned company, which is a joint venture with a state-owned entity?